Hello, and welcome to the commentary for 306, Song of Songs, chapters 5 and 6. Sorry it's been a little while. I have been feeling crummy. It's kind of coming and going. There are times when I feel pretty good, and I start to do stuff, and I think I told you this before, but I do have to pace myself very carefully so that I don't get overexerted and sicker, because I want to get through this quicker. But I am able to go to church. I went this week. That was nice. I just have to plan really carefully if there's something I really, really want to do, and make sure that I don't overdo it that day so that I'm able to do what I want. But anyways, this is a beautiful continuation of this love story. And one thing I read in Easy English website is that, you know, the titles where it says young man, young woman of Jerusalem, young woman, it's saying who's speaking. That's the best guess of the Bible scholars that organized, each translation of the Bible. So in here, the second section where it says young woman of Jerusalem, O lover and beloved, eat and drink. Yes, drink deeply of your love. That confused me because I know that there's a group of women in here that seem to be the young woman's friends, or maybe friends with both the man and the woman. But something was curious to me, and really Bible scholars don't know. There's a lot of theories about this. But since they don't even really know who wrote it, it's all kind of questionable. But we talked about whether or not it was Solomon, King Solomon. There's a lot of things that point to the fact that it could very well be Solomon. And here's one of those things. When it says, the young women of Jerusalem say, O lover and beloved, eat and drink. O lover, that would insinuate that they have also been a lover with Solomon, or the man, and beloved is the woman that he loves. Clearly this beautiful woman that is written about in the Song of Songs. Eat and drink, yes, drink deeply of your love. So, and then later it talks about, the man talks about, in chapter 6, verse 8, he says, even among 60 queens and 80 concubines and countless young women, I would still choose my dove, my perfect one, the favorite of her mother, dearly loved by the one who bore her. The young women see her and praise her. Even queens and royal concubines sing her praises. So, if this is about King Solomon, then this is a special woman, but I said before, maybe this is his first love, his true love, but maybe not. Maybe he's got a concubine full of lit women. It's sort of curious, right? So, but this is his favorite, clearly. Other Bible scholars say that maybe this isn't a love story at all. It's an example. Maybe it's just a story of how two people should love each other, of how love can be. You can tell in the text that they waited, that they saw each other. They spent intimate time together, but they did not actually have sex until after they were married. And it is a beautiful, a beautiful reading of how they experience that love. It lets you sort of feel like you're part of that. And just the language is beautiful, and the way they describe their love for one another, and they're specific in what they adore about each other. One thing was curious. It seems like when the woman says, I slept, but my heart was awake, she's waking up from their wedding night the next morning. Because we learned the night before that was their first time, okay? And her head is drenched with dew. You know, all that love making all night, they were probably all sweaty and just in a state of mind, and she's waking up in that state of mind. And he is gone, and so she hears him at the door. or she assumes it is him, but there's no verification that it was him. She says, when I heard, I slept, but my heart was awake when I heard my lover knocking and calling, open to me, my treasure, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. Now, that is something that he would say to her, and you would think that she would recognize his voice. And she asks him a bunch of questions, but then he doesn't answer. It says, my lover tried to unlatch the door, and my heart thrilled within me. He didn't unlatch the door. He didn't come in. She jumps up and jumps out. And she says, I opened to my lover, but he was gone. My heart sank. I searched for him. Now, if this was really him, he wouldn't have left, right? He would have been there. He would have kept talking to her. He would have been excited to come in. So it seems like the watchmen have tricked her, doesn't it? Because she could not find him. She opened the door. I called to him, but there was no reply. Verse 7 says, the night watchmen found me as they made their rounds. They beat and bruised me and stripped off my veil, those watchmen on the walls. That's horrible. It seems they tricked her. They beat and bruised her and stripped off her veil, but it doesn't seem that they took her sexually in any way or raped her. So thank goodness for that. And then it just says that like a matter of fact, like, yeah, that happened anyways. And then it goes back to the love story. So it's kind of strange. And then the women, this is another curiosity in verse 9, when she's trying, the beloved woman is trying to get the young women to help her find him. She said, the young women say to her, why is your lover better than all the others, a woman of rare beauty? What makes him so special is what they're saying. And that we must promise this. Oh, make this promise, O women of Jerusalem, if you find my lover, this is what the beloved says to the women. Tell him I am weak with love. And they're like, why should we do that? What makes him so special that we have to do this? Well, if these young women of Jerusalem were his concubines, then they would know. Or maybe they didn't see the side of him that she sees. I don't know. There's so many questions here. And like I said, the scholars have a lot of different answers to that, but there are no for sure answers so far as I can tell. But it is a beautiful story. I think the takeaway that we can just keep coming back to is that how beautiful this relationship is, how wonderful love can be, how God gives us that gift of love, right? He designed us, male and female. We're both very different, and we were designed and made to experience that kind of love. That was a gift from God to us. And if we do it the way God intended, we could have love like this. Can you imagine? And if we wait until marriage, imagine if you found the right one. It doesn't always happen like this. It should, but it doesn't. You found the right one, and you felt all the butterflies, and you felt all these feelings that the couple in this story feel. And then you waited until marriage, and how lovely that would be. How you would just drink each other in, and how you would just experience each other to that kind of fullness must be so special. And like I said, that rarely happens, but this is definitely a picture of what it could be like, the way God intended it to be like, if we did. So that's very beautiful. And that's really it for today. I can't really think of anything else. So I hope you all have a great day. I will talk to you soon.